Blog Talk Radio.
Father of us all.
And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Let's get into the message. The message is called the Word. One of the greatest privileges as a child of God is that we can have the heart of our Heavenly Father. We don't have to wonder how He feels about us. We don't have to wonder if He will guide us. We don't have to question whether He loves us or cares about us. Through the Holy Spirit, we have continued free access to the heart of God. May your relationship with God go deeper and become freer as we learn how to have God's heart this week. Scripture is one of the best indications we have of God's intense longing to be known by His people. Okay, every time we open the Bible, we are looking at miracle. God has revealed Himself to us in a way that is beyond dispute and beyond anything we could ask or imagine. With the pages of Scripture, we see countless examples of God's grace, love, presence, power, and unfathomable desire to have a restored relationship with us. Oftentimes, I take for granted how amazing it is to have the Bible, because I grew up knowing Scripture to be God's Word. It's always normal to me. Never before had I looked at it and realized what a powerful declaration it was of God's desire to be known by me. And our Father didn't just leave us with some words He spoke thousands of years ago, but gave us the Holy Spirit to help us understand and receive revelation from the Word. In reading Scripture with the Holy Spirit, we can come to a real transformative understanding of God's heart. There is no refuting what God says in the Bible. There is no questioning whether the words we are reading are true, important, or applicable. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." And 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is breathed out by God, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." And in Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says, For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope." So if you're longing to know the heart of God today, search His Word. God has preserved the Bible you have today for the purpose of revealing Himself. When you seek Him out through the reading of Scripture with the help of the Holy Spirit, you will find Him. May your time of guided prayer be filled with revelation and transformation as God's heart is revealed. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20-23, "My son, be attentive to the words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it now flow the springs of life." So secondly, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the heart of God as you read His Word. Have faith that God longs to reveal Himself to you. And thirdly, take time to read Scripture. Pick a passage of Scripture and write it down in the aspects of God's heart you find. Place your hope and trust in the words of the Bible. In Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, "Your words were found and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, okay, O Lord of God of hosts." So reading Scripture with the Holy Spirit brings God's Word to life. The Bible isn't just a book of rules. It's not just a list of do's and don'ts. It is meant to be read with the understanding that His words were inspired by the One who dwells within you. May your heart be stirred to meditate on God's Word that it might produce peace and joy in your life today. I highly suggest that you read Joshua chapter 1. It'll bring this devotional more into light for you. Amen. All right. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that's okay, because you will get a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Okay, or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Maybe you suffer from something worse, an addiction as to alcohol or drugs, gambling, sexual immorality, or overeating. Whatever it may be, the Lord Jesus can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. And once again, that number is 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live. And you'll be able to tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. All righty. Okay, let's take some callers. We've got some callers here. 111, you're on the air.
What's up, Pastor Kenny? What's up, my dude?
Who is this?
This is Jason.
You don't sound like the real Jason.
I have cold. How you doing, Pastor Kenny?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm just here, kicking back, matching and relaxing.
Okay.
Chilling like a villain. My dude.
All righty. That sounds good. All right. So, what do you got plans for this week for the holidays?
Take the kids out. They lock them back in. My dude.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to take another caller here. Okay. 760, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Kenny, this is Randy. Randy Anderson.
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, Jason?
What's up, my dude?
Yeah, that's the real Jason, that's for sure. Jason and I kind of spoke on the phone just not too long ago, and we've kind of made amends, Kenny, thanks to you and your show.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right, my dude.
I told him that we spoke. He talked a little bit about, you know, the things that he's done. And he's accepted the fact that, you know, that he might have done a few wrong things to antagonize, you know, his cousin, and that's why he ended up stabbing his cousin. I'm not going to say what he did. Isn't this right, Jason? I mean, you're cool. We made amends. We're good now.
Yeah, that's right, my dude. You know, I had to come clean, my dude. You know, I was holding things back, my dude, and and I really appreciated my dude.
Yeah, yeah. No, and he told me, he admitted to me firsthand that he had diddled children in the past, and that he's over that. He said
That's
he
right.
will not be. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, it's good. We're good. He's no longer going to diddle children. He's not going to try to assault his. He's not going to try to assault his family members anymore. So God bless. God bless. Amen. All right.
That's right, my dude. It took me a while to admit it. I was holding things back, my dude. You know, and you know what, Pastor Kenny? I thank you, Pastor Kenny, my dude.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All righty. Well, like I said, I'm not sure if this is the real Jason or not. Okay, because he doesn't sound like him. Okay.
Oh,
he says he's got a cold. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could listen. Look at the chat room, Kenny. Look at the chat room. Everybody's they know. They're saying yes. It's Kenny. Just look at what they're saying.
Yes, amen. Okay.
Amen. Any more callers?
We've got Ashley, or Hurricane John. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, let me see. Who do we have tonight? Is it Hurricane John or Ashley?
No, it's Ashley. Hi.
Wow. How you doing, Ashley?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hi, Jason. Hi, Randy.
Hello.
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing absolutely scandalous. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Well, I don't really have too much to say right now. Just wanted to say hi, everyone. Hi, everyone in the chat. And then any of the Discord servers, whether it be Kenny's, Inner Circle Radio, or the Swami Brigade. I heard something
gotcha.
That Johnny Longfeather wants to make peace with
Uncle
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they call in, I'm going to be the mediator. Okay, so hopefully they'll call in tonight, and we can get it cleared up tonight.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, my dude.
That sounds good.
Definitely sounds like Jason. Jason, you got a little sick. What were you doing that got you sick? How'd you end up getting sick?
My dude, I took my kids over to the school, and I met some other kids, and it kind of gave me the cold, my dude.
Oh. I thought you said you weren't allowed in your schools.
That's right, my dude. But I'm a father, my dude, and I have kids, my dude, so I had to leave them there, my dude.
Oh, no. You didn't. Oh God! You didn't diddle any kids or anything at that school, or did you eyeball any kids? Did you consider any diddling?
That wasn't in the back of my mind, my dude. You know, my dude. But I don't want to go to prison time, my dude, because you know what they do to chumos in there, my dude.
Oh God, Kenny.
Yeah.
Can we pray for Jason and his child molesting ways, and you know, is there anything we can do
no.
about that?
Jason,
you can't go away from that. Yeah, let's pray for him, please. Amen, my dude.
Amen. We come together tonight for our brother, dear Jason, who has a problem with pedophilia. May the Lord take that away from him again. And never to come again. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen, my dude.
Oh. Amen. Are there any more?
Consider getting an XR. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt anyone.
Nobody pushed the one key yet.
You think Johnny Longfeather? So is this true that Johnny Longfeather wants to make amends with Tony?
That's what I hear.
Oh, God. Well, this is very unfortunate that I'm glad that you prayed for Jason in his chomo ways. And by the way, Jason, have you accepted Jesus Christ into your life?
I'm almost there, my dude. You know, almost there, my dude.
Mm.
Jason, have you considered the dark side?
Ooh.
No, my dude. That was the past, my dude.
We've got cookies.
Oh, cookies, my dude. Oh, I love cookies, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you can have the cookie, but I'm afraid you are gonna have to give me your soul. So
that's okay, my dude. That's all right, my dude.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I had to get that out of my system. Yes?
Kenny, what's up with the show? What's going on? Do you have a topic?
Well, that was my topic. Okay, it was the word. I'm reading scripture. Okay, so
that's right, my dude. That's right, my dude. Hey, Pastor Kenny, you know what you said in the first part, man. That really touched my heart, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great.
My
dude. A lot of dead air, Kenny. A lot of dead air.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm trying to figure out what to talk about. Okay, what do you guys want to talk about? What do you think for this time of year?
Oh, I would say first and foremost, I'm thankful that Jason nor Joseph Gibson live close to me and my children. Amen. Can I get an amen, Kenny?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
No
diddling.
Amen.
All right. Okay. Well, let's talk about Thanksgiving. What do you guys got planned for Thanksgiving?
Oh, Pastor Kenny, I thought you invited me to your house, Pastor Kenny.
No, I didn't invite you to my house. Okay.
Yeah, it gets bad when he gets around his family. I mean, as you know, he has been known to assault his family members. Yeah, very dangerous times.
Yeah, my dude. Just don't have no knives around me, my dude.
Hey Kenny, are you gonna have like an open door policy at your house and kind of feed the needy, like some of those migrants from the caravan?
We've got a closed thing going on. Just a few friends.
I actually on Discord, I'm confused because on Discord I saw a flyer that's going around that you are hosting a free turkey dinner in your area. So I'm kind of confused.
No.
So is that not going to happen?
No, it's not going to happen.
Well, they have your address on it and everything, so I don't know. Does anybody else want to chime in on this? Because that might mean that people are going to start showing up at your house on Thanksgiving, you know, uninvited. So I'm not quite sure if that's the case.
But wait a minute. But let it be known that we are feeding and helping to feed 7 hungry families here in San Antonio this Thanksgiving. Kenny just wasn't aware of that fact.
Where are you
but
guys
yes,
going to be hosting that?
We are helping. But you know, we're delivering individual packages to different families with a complete turkey, with a complete Thanksgiving dinner.
Will you be delivering this in drag?
No. Well, they know that it's coming from a gay organization, yes. But no, I won't be in drag, no.
Don't you think that would make more of a family.
It's Thanksgiving. It's not a drag show.
Are you saying you're ashamed of your who you are kind of thing? I mean, why would that matter? I mean, there are people in California
Why would I be ashamed? But I don't run around like that every day, so why would I go to somebody's house to deliver their Thanksgiving meal dressed like that when I don't look like that every day of the week?
Oh, okay. No, I wasn't quite sure. I would think it would make more of an impression, and I think it symbolizes Thanksgiving.
I dress up very rarely anymore, maybe a couple of times a year, and it's only for big events.
That's nice. All right. Can I ask you something for real? Kenny, do you help deliver them as well, or is it just all Tony Farrar?
Yeah, it's all Tony Farrar.
All right, don't you get mad that Kenny's kind of being lazy and won't help, you know, feed the needy?
Well, you know, Kenny does what he does on here.
Not
this
Kenny.
This is what he feels is doing his part. He spreads the word and then does this. So he's doing what he wants to do, and he's doing his part, obviously. He's keeping people entertained, keeping people out of trouble. So I guess he is helping people out there.
Does he ever try to eat the food before it gets to the people? Does he ever get to see it?
Now, why would he do that?
Kenny just mentioned that he really likes Thanksgiving, and I don't know, maybe he gets hungry?
Kenny doesn't even like turkey. I have to buy him ham.
What is your problem, Kenny? Kenny, you don't even eat turkey?
I eat it, but I'm not a big thing about it.
You just don't like it.
Are you calling Tony Farrar a liar? He just said he had to buy you a ham.
Yeah, he bought me a ham steak, yeah. Okay? I like ham.
Did you call it a ham steak?
Yeah, ham steak.
Oh. I've had milk steak. I've never had a ham steak, but okay. Are there any other callers on the line?
Huh?
Are there any other callers on the line?
Yeah, there's one. There's one. Just press the one key. Let me bring them on. Hello, 111. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello,
this is Juan, and I just came across from Mexico, and I was wondering if I could spend Thanksgiving at your house.
Oh,
no, you can't spend Thanksgiving at my house. Okay, we're delivering meals only.
Because it's me. It's me and my family and my two little burritos.
Oh, Kenny. You're a godly man. I mean, couldn't you just take him and family?
It's me and my family because we crossed the border.
The
tried to get us, and we were hiding inside rocks, and we made a little big hole, and we made a little cave. And we stood in there for a while, and then I got a flyer. A flyer said, Pastor Ken, call this number.
I told you, Ken.
Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. That's true, Kenny. I told you. It's all over online.
If you
want
to come to my house, you can.
It's a mission. Okay. We're not doing that. We're delivering.
Well, it's me, and my wife, my two pajaritos, and my wife is pregnant.
Kenny.
What?
Kenny, come on.
I'm sorry, I can't do anything about that. Okay.
Is it because you dislike Latinos?
No, I don't dislike anybody.
Are you the man with the clothes?
Huh?
Aren't you the man of the cloth?
Yes, I'm a man of the cloth, but we're not set up for that.
But it's just only me, my wife, and my two pogaritos.
I know. Well, we don't have a room. Okay,
You said other night. You said you had 22-pound turkey.
It's a 23-pound.
23.
Enough
with
my
Kenny.
Bigoritos.
Juan? That's your name, right? Juan?
See, you help me out.
I have a lot of room in my place. I always have an open house on Thanksgiving for those without homes or anything. You can come here if you want.
Right now, I'm in Brownsville right now. In Brownsville, I'm close to San Antonio. Are you close by San Antonio?
Oh, I'm not close by San Antonio, but I could pull some strings and could help get you into my place.
Oh, thank you, senorita.
Kenny, do you think that's a good idea? I feel like she might just try to put the Satan in his heart. Do you think that's a good idea,
no.
Kenny?
No, I don't think she'll put Satan in his heart.
But she doesn't.
Well, I can't confirm or deny I'm doing that, but.
Do you believe?
I just feel like, no.
I don't know. I feel like as if you might be. You might want to push your satanic views.
Because in Mexico, our Mormon ministries, missionaries, they came to our house and they were telling us that Satan and Josito, that they're brothers. Is that true, Pastor Ken? Hello?
It's true. It's definitely true.
Is Satan and Josito brothers?
He's saying Diosito, meaning God. Is it true that Satan and God are brothers?
No, they're not brothers.
The Mormons say that Jesus and Satan are brothers.
No. Okay, Lucifer was created by God as an angel. Okay?
So you're saying the Mormons are wrong?
Yes.
But aren't the Mormons Christians too?
Yeah, they're Christians, but a different kind.
So that really wouldn't make them Christians.
No, let me clear it up, Pastor Ken, if you would allow me. The Mormons are actually a form of Hindu. They believe in Hinduism. So they pray to other gods, right, Kenny?
They pray to Jesus Christ, okay, but they do it differently.
But if they pray to Jesus Christ, then what they say is true. And Jesus Christ and Satan are brothers.
No, they're not brothers. And Lucifer was an angel created by God. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you think the Mormons are wrong?
Yeah, the Mormons are wrong.
He's saying no.
They had his believing for years.
Okay, don't worry about those Mormons. They're weak and pathetic.
Oh no.
They're the ones who are after your soul, not me.
Kenny, how can you comfort this? Can you comfort this man, please? This is poor man's pouring his heart and soul out to you, and you're just on the silent treatment.
Well, no, it's just that
know, I mean, he's got wrong views. Okay? Okay, that's right.
The motorman's wrong.
But,
I mean, they're not brother and sister. Our
isn't
brother,
it true that that Ronald McDonald came from... Wasn't Ronald McDonald in the Bible, and they just kind of changed his name?
No.
Maybe Jesus feed the 5,000 or 500 with the nuggets.
He fed 5,000 with fish and bread.
Oh, so it was fish for late.
Yeah, and he was the first one too.
Fish for late.
No, he didn't go to McDonald's to get fish fillets. No.
Because that's what the Mormons were saying, that he fed 5,000 with fish fillet and vanilla milkshakes.
No. No.
Are there any other callers, Kenny?
Nobody's pressed the one key so far. So it's just us for right now. Jason dropped.
I was talking to Jason, and Jason is, he did mention that, he admitted to me that he was a chomo and a pedophile, and that, I think he did the right thing by admitting that to me. Took a lot of courage. So,
yeah, guess we could give him that. Still going to hell.
Oh, we got another caller on the line. Just press the one key. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One,
you're on the air.
111? You know who I am. What are you talking about?
Well, it came across as 111, not your 317 number.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well, good evening, Ken.
Good evening,
how are things tonight in Ken? How are things tonight in Canada?
Hi,
it's very cold here.
I'm in San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, I didn't know she was on.
I thought you were in Arkansas.
Ken, are you in Arkansas?
That's right, I forgot.
Yeah, we're all in Arkansas. Well, I'm calling you from Indiana, Arkansas right now. And I regret that I did not realize you had a show tonight. I thought you were canceled through the work of Joe Gibson behind the scene, getting you taken off the air. So I apologize for what I missed.
I had to restart the program. What happened was nobody could hear me, so I ended up having to restart it. So we're only in the program for about less than 30 minutes. Right now.
So, in other words, the same problem you had before, the wonderful microphone that I sent you, you install it wrong, or you don't turn it on, or you have no batteries in it, or...
No,
basically
it doesn't take batteries, and I've got it installed correctly, okay? It's Blog Talk. Because it worked fine the other night.
Okay. All right, well... Anyway, so what's the topic of tonight? I heard something about Lucifer and Jesus and what?
And Jason. And Jason.
Jason is Lucifer?
No. No.
No, that's what Kenny said.
Yeah, I thought I was I'm the devil here, not Jason.
Well, they're probably related, but is Jason on the phone?
No, he hung up.
Oh, he was.
Do we have any other callers?
We just got some 111 callers that just pressed the one key. Let me bring them on.
Yeah. When he says, Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
Ken, this is Longfeather.
Yes.
I'm not on the... Okay. So I don't know what that weird noise was, but when the other caller says, oh, Ken, do we have anybody else? That means that my call has been judged as inferior, and he's trying to quickly move to someone else. So the criticism.
No, he just was just curious to see if we had anybody else, okay? And I had two callers, okay? One was an echo caller, okay? And I don't know what the other one is yet.
Ken, let me tell you something, Ken. The echo callers, listen to me. I had to go and I had to change cell phone carriers. I went from Verizon, which I had previously had no problems with, to Sprint. Sprint is of the devil. What in the hell is that noise? Anyway,
I don't know.
Sprint is of the devil. Sprint is of the devil, and I'm going to throw my phone off the Ohio River Bridge between Indiana and Kentucky, which, by the way, is a toll bridge, and it costs $4 to cross the bridge unless you have the Easy Pay, and then it costs $2. So I definitely recommend you use the $2, the Easy Pay prepay program if you're going to cross the bridge into Kentucky.
Amen.
So anyway, I have a comment about Satan and Jesus. I briefly toyed with joining the Mormon Church. You might recall that.
Yeah.
LDS. Jesus and Lucifer are indeed brothers. So I don't know what you disagree with that.
Yes.
But they are indeed brothers. You're wrong. So you definitely need to check your Bible. You need to go to Google the Bible and look it up. I'm telling you.
Well,
Jesus, Lucifer, brothers.
Oh, my God. I mean, is that true, Kenny?
No, it's not true. Lucifer and Jesus were not brothers.
Lucifer was
created by God, okay?
They were cousins though, or something, right? I think in the Bible it says they're cousins.
No.
I heard Lucifer was a clone.
Are there any other callers that might want to chime in? Who knows about the relationship between Jesus Christ and Lucifer?
I already explained it to you. I'm telling you, they're related. It's established Mormon doctrine.
It's Mormon doctrine. It's not Christian doctrine.
Ken, you don't understand. The LDS Church is the reestablishment of the church that had gone into apostasy in the first and second century. This is the way it was back then. And the prophet Joseph Smith, 1820s, 1830s, he restored the gospel. The restoration. Praise Jesus. Praise Heavenly Father. Amen. We have lived to see the restoration of Heavenly Father's true church.
And Joseph Smith.
Amen. Yes, he is the last and final prophet, just as Jesus was a prophet, just as Muhammad was a prophet, who I personally don't care for. Joseph Smith was the final prophet of God. Amen.
Wow, amen. I didn't know that. That's great. Thank you, Kenny, for bringing somebody on that to teach you something. No, I know.
Yeah.
I'm thanking him for bringing you on the show because that's you're so informative. So now I know that Joseph Smith is the last and final prophet. That's great.
Yeah.
Right, Kenny?
Okay. I'm not agreeing with it, but okay.
Okay.
Because I'm not a Mormon.
The correct term is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Saints. Yes, I know
also
what it
can
is.
Say, you can say LDS Church, excuse me, or LDS, but the term Mormon is more of a nickname, and it is discouraged.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, watch your phone, Johnny. I'm going to bring on a caller. This has been waiting 7 minutes. It's 111.
Well, I got shitty script, so. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who was that?
I don't know.
Kenny, are you? I'm starting to think that Kenny's the one that just does that for fun. Kenny, is that
no, I don't. I don't call in. I already called in with my phone, so I can't recall in.
Okay.
My God.
It's probably MandelaCon.
MandelaCon. MandelaCon would have no reason to call into this show. MandelaCon would never call this show. Can't even not allow
actually, good point. We hear the smoke detector.
I couldn't understand a word of what you said. Did anyone else understand? Yeah, you sound like you have Sprint. I have Sprint. Can you hear what I'm saying? Man, this was a mistake.
No. I don't have Sprint.
Well,
I need Sprint.
I didn't understand what you said. What they do is they promise you, oh, you'll have unlimited data. Okay, so you sign up for that. You convert your phone. Next thing you know, your phone is of the devil. Man, I should have had a plan when I called.
We have nothing to do with Sprint.
Usually if I call, I have a plan. This is what happens when I don't have a plan when I call in. Now I understand why that other caller was asking, do you have any other calls? Because I got nothing.
Yeah, Kenny, it's getting kind of boring. Is there anything you can bring to the table here?
Well,
hey, Ken, even the best players in Major League Baseball, they strike out.
Yes, they
do. That's exactly what's happening tonight. Sometimes you stand up there to bat. The 3-2 count, pitches right down the middle, you swing and miss.
Yep,
the air egg on your face.
And
or jism.
Well,
here's a question for you, Kenny, real quick. Would you mind telling me or sharing with us, you know, a little something about your sex life?
No, I'm not going to bring my sex life up on the radio.
Okay, would you mind just sharing if you're a top or a bottom? Come on, Kenny. Just
well,
it really helps. It really helps, you know, get to know you.
Okay. Well, I'm a top.
Ow!
Okay.
Ooh.
Top. Now, yeah, I don't know much about homosexual sex or whatnot, but... So you're saying a top. So a top is when they get on top of you and pummel you. He's on top of you.
No.
Oh, kissing. It's when
he's
on top of you and kisses you. He's physically on top of you and you're beneath him. And he sort of lays into you and kisses you. That is what it means when they say a man is the top.
Okay. But what you're saying is Kenny does get plowed rectally? Is that what a top is?
Whoa. That's not what I was talking about.
No.
Again? Is the rectum involved in this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Ken, did you leave the air?
No.
I asked you a question. Ken, is the rectum involved when he says a man is the top? Is that involved the rectum?
Well, I mean, usually a top means he's a giver, not the receiver.
Oh boy.
So then you're plowing poor Tony F. and that 61-year-old man in there, and that's it? Just you three go at it and just kind of...
No, it's not the three of us. No, just me and Tony.
And then, but Tony's allowed to mess around with the 61-year-old guy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes?
No.
Well, he just.
But Ken.
Luca just.
Ken, I have seen pictures where Tony S. and the 61-year-old Victor, who was previously thought to be 16, but you pointed out that he is not 16, they go out all the time. They go out to titty bars. They go out to glory holes.
No,
they go
they don't.
Out to man. They go to man piles. They go
no,
all
they
kinds
don't.
Of places.
No, they don't.
Oh. Okay.
This is confusing.
They're publicly viewable photos where Tony S. and Victor are seen cavorting with alcoholic beverages. And even in one photo, there's a picture of an exotic male dancer gyrating in revealing clothing.
Hey.
Ooh.
In front of them.
You don't happen to have any of those photos that you could share, do you?
Oh, there's somebody talking in the background. Could you please limit the background noise, please?
Okay, can you...
Just background noise.
Okay. All right. Well, we're having a friend come over. Okay.
You guys are all going to have sex, like, with that friend?
No. No.
Oh. Oh.
Wait a minute. This is Jason. Isn't Jason coming over to spend the Thanksgiving holiday?
No, he's not.
Well, I got some bad information because I heard that he was going to be sleeping in a bunk bed in Victor's room.
Well, Victor doesn't have a bunk bed.
Well, it's easy to manufacture a bunk bed.
Well, not if you don't have one.
Hey, why are you trying to end the show so quickly? Did it? I was just asking questions about your sex life. Tell Tony Farrar that I'm sorry. I don't mean any offense.
Okay.
Okay. So then, can you? I apologize. No more questions relating to Tony Farrar. But let's talk about Jason because it sounds like Jason is landing.
No, he's not landing anywhere.
I thought you guys kind of developed some bond and you guys were kind of going to start hanging out. Is this not true?
No, it's not true.
Huh. Interesting.
Ken, before you hang up on your devoted listeners, I heard, and you tell me if this is true or not, that you have a new producer for your show hired. Is that true?
Yes.
Who is it?
Kenny, why are you not paying attention to your own show, Kenny? I mean,
Mark
that's
kind of doing that now.
Doing what?
Producing.
Who is?
Mad Mark.
Mad Mark's your producer?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Ken... I could regret saying this, but I believe this is a good move. He will help inject a non-gay perspective. He will inject a Catholic perspective, also pronounced Catholic perspective. I think this is a positive move.
You know, I have a godly question for you, Kenny. Is anal sex against Christianity?
Yes.
Oh.
Well,
I thought
it says in the Bible that two men shall not lay with one another. Yeah, it does say that in Leviticus.
Well, so then you could lay as long as the guy is standing up, you can get you can receive a blowjob from another man, and that's still not against the Christianity. Okay, all right, okay.
Yes. It's the laying down part. That's why the gays tend to bend each other over while in the standing position. Or kind of like lay them against, like over a table or a chair or an ottoman or a credenza. They kind of just bend them over those.
Oh, that's good. Is this true, Kenny? Is that kind of how you guys stay out of hell? is kind of just bending right over tables, credenzas, ottomans, things of that nature?
No, I don't do that.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. Are you saying
lay?
You lay with them? Okay.
Well, we're not talking about. We can save this for Discord. This isn't godly talk. Okay. So
well, I'm asking if it's against the Christian religion. I mean, I don't want to break the Christian law. I don't want to go to hell. So if I'm, let's just say that I am going to try out, some gay stuff, should I be standing up when I'm providing the penance as Pastor Kent says? Or, is it okay for me to lay down? Should I be standing up when I receive that BJ? Here's another question. Am I gay if I put my penis through a glory hole and imagine it's a woman?
No, you're not gay.
Kenny?
Because it's not your choice
no?
to receive it's not your choice to receive services from a man. That's on the other side of the wall.
And I'm imagining it's a woman.
Yeah, you're clear. Yeah. Now the other person, if it's a man, that's a gay act.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Kenny?
My viewpoint on that, if you're going to a place like that, that has glory holes, okay, you already know what kind of place it is, okay? It's a gay place, okay? So, I don't care how you look at it, okay?
Not necessarily.
Not
necessarily gay. Because women could be on the other side. I mean, it's conceivable.
Yeah. How do you know that a woman didn't, now, especially nowadays where they're sharing the same bathrooms, how do you know a woman didn't sneak into the men's bathroom and pop a squat and start blowing some dude on the other side?
Servicing, yeah.
Yeah. So is that acceptable, Ken? I mean, so that's not gay, correct? Technically,
we'll still call it gay.
But you don't even.
Come on, Johnny, quit.
Jesus, I didn't know you liked so much.
That's not me.
Oh, no.
That's me.
No, that was not me, that's for sure.
And me either.
Well, so Kenny, you are saying that it's okay. If I don't see it's a guy, it's A-okay, correct?
Yep, you're in the clear.
Okay.
Anyway, let's talk about Johnny and Tony. Okay.
What?
Okay. Let's talk about Johnny and Tony. I was under the impression that you want to let bygones be bygones with Tony, Uncle Tony.
I threw out there that I would be willing to have a discussion with him and maybe try to see if we can come into an agreement where maybe he would not cuss me out constantly and offensively treat me. Yes. However, he is not here, and he is probably not even aware that I've said that. So it's not really fair to criticize him now. But in the future, perhaps this is something that could be arranged.
I heard that
I'm
he might be calling in, actually.
Okay.
Well,
now, am I going to be the mediator of that?
I have no clue about that. He would have to be, first of all, be aware that I said that. To my knowledge, he isn't. And then he would have to agree to it. And then you would have to get off your tuchus and actually do a show, which you're basically down to about 2 or 3 nights a week now due to laziness and or alcoholic stupors that you're in.
I'm not alcohol
troopers. Oh.
I do not drink alcohol.
Well, there's some nights
we can do it on my show.
We can
get a hold of Uncle Tony, okay? Okay, and get it worked out.
I have issues with you. I'm worried about you being the mediator because, when Mr. Gibson calls and Jason calls in, you're not really a mediator. You basically just allow all kinds of terrible things to occur. You don't really mediate. Death threats are made. Jason threatens to kill people. Something about 100 people go into a glory hole and only 3 come out. I don't know what the deal is with that.
No, that's in a children's bathroom, he says. It's 100 children come out of a bathroom. Yeah,
well,
and only 3 of them are coming or something like that.
I'm not gonna try to get Tony on here, okay, and if you're not going to be serious, Johnny, okay, because, I mean, the next time Tony has a show, I'm going to go on and tell him that you want to do a truce. Now, either we can do it on Tony's show, okay, or we can do it on my show, okay? I don't care.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah,
and if we do it on my show, okay, my producer will.
Yeah, we haven't worked out the details, so... Line. I definitely it's not going to happen tonight unless you miraculously call in, which I think would be highly unusual or unexpected.
Because all I want is you guys to be friends.
Maybe. Is he called in now, Kenny?
Well, look and see if Tony called. I got some 111 callers. Let me bring one on. He's been waiting 17 minutes.
Hello?
Whoa, okay, they waited 17 minutes to do that.
Damn, that's pretty pathetic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
the word anal.
We might ban 111 callers if this keeps happening. Okay, I have to talk to my producer about that.
Well, you can't do that because, see, apparently you said I called in on a 111 call, and you don't want to ban my calls because they're basically just radio gold.
I don't want to ban your call, no. I mean, I don't want to, okay? But, you know, I mean, I do take all callers, okay? But I don't want echo callers breaking people's phones.
Don't be like Joe Gibson.
What was that noise? Is that a human?
Okay.
Can I ask another question real quick, and can we take a moment to be serious here? It's kind of embarrassing, but have you heard of munging?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Is
there anything against munging in the Bible? Do they talk about that in Leviticus?
It talks about dead bodies. You shouldn't handle dead bodies.
It says so we can't even touch a dead body?
Well, it says it in the Bible that you shouldn't be handling dead bodies. Okay?
What if the person, not me, because I wouldn't do that, what if the person was to wear protection?
I don't think it matters.
Like a funeral director, they wear some kind of protection. They put gloves on, face shield, condoms, dental dam.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I mean, they wear protection,
right? Yeah, I have a friend who's worked as a coroner, and he said it's kind of common practice if a really hot chick, you know, comes in and she's just, you know, committed suicide or something, they just shove a light bulb inside of them to warm them up, and then they go to town on them. It is real. I hate to say it. That's real. And is that against the, you know, the Christian religion?
Yes, it is.
A light bulb? What?
A light bulb. It warms in their insides up.
Oh, God. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, we don't condone that kind of stuff.
But, plus, I mean, even if she was really hot, even if she was like a 10.
It's also a crime.
Well, I don't think that's
serious.
True.
And I hope you're not serious.
Oh, no. Yes, that happens all the time. I'm not saying I've done it. But I do have a friend that he strikes me as someone that would definitely plow a dead woman. And I fear for his soul.
Yeah, I fear for her soul, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so, Randy, let's be serious. Let's stop talking about gross stuff, okay?
So, Ken, I'm going to talk about something that's very serious. This is the holiday season of Thanksgiving. There are many people today that are looking at Thanksgiving Day. They have no food. They have no plans for food. Perhaps they're homeless. Perhaps they're abandoned. Maybe they're widows, widowers. Maybe they're incarcerated. Ken, I need to know, what are you doing on Thanksgiving to take care of all the homeless people in the San Antonio, Arkansas area?
Well, we're handing out 700 meals.
I thought that was going to be Tony.
Yeah, Tony is.
Tony's doing it?
Yeah.
Will you be helping him, or?
No, he's already got people going out with him to do that.
So you don't care about the homeless? You're just going to let Tony take care of it, or?
No, it's not that I don't care. It's, I'm be getting the house ready for dinner, okay, and stuff like that, okay, and Tony's going out and doing that.
Any callers from North Carolina?
No callers from North Carolina. Well, we have another caller from 111. Let me take it and see who it is.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's Richard Hopper again.
Damn him.
Jesus Christ.
Could you possibly block Canadian calls?
Okay,
that seems to be the problem.
Plus, you know, my health is not going to allow me to be walking like that and to help deliver food. And I feel bad that I won't be, you know, so trust me on that. Okay?
Well, what's wrong with
you,
Kenny?
Scooter.
I've got COPD. I got COPD, and I've got diabetes, which is pretty bad. Okay, which affects my feet and hands. Okay.
You have diabetes?
Diabetes.
That's what I said. So, how long have you had diabetes for? Because that's a pretty serious illness. I mean, you could lose limbs.
Yes,
diabetes,
I know.
Is nothing to joke about.
Yes, I know. I've had it for the last 3 years. Actually, going on 4 years now.
Is it true that
you
have a scooter?
That?
Huh?
I was wondering if you really have a scooter.
I have one, but I don't have on the van. We actually we don't actually have a what do you call it, a wheelchair accessible van. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I can't take it along with me. So that's one of the reasons why I don't use it. I only use it when I have to go on the bus. Okay, and go to the VA.
So you have a scooter that can get on the public bus there in San Antonio, Arkansas, and can take you to the VA, which Joseph Gibson said was undeserved because you're a fake veteran, which I do not agree with, by the way.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny, because I'm not a fake veteran.
Yeah, no, I believe you're not. You are a true veteran. Do you smoke cigarettes, Kenny?
On occasion, I do. Yes, I do. Even though COPD, I know it's not good to do.
Yeah. Do you smoke marijuana?
No, I don't.
Not anymore.
Huh? I haven't smoked marijuana in over 30 years.
What is that sound?
Oh no.
What is that?
I have no clue.
Ken, you don't really smoke cigarettes, so you smoke cigarillos.
Yes, I smoke them too.
Remember that time somebody sent you really high quality Cuban cigars? I think two people did that. And then Tony Farrar got really jealous and caused months of turmoil with jealousy and hatred, and then he took them away and hid them.
No, he didn't take them away and hide them. I've still got a couple of cigars left.
And who sent those to you?
Okay, Higgins sent some, and Mad Mark sent some.
Sent
those to you? Okay.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I was hoping Tony was going to call in. No phone calls, huh?
Yeah. Well, I was hoping Tony was going to call in. We got a 111 caller. It might be Tony. Let me take it. Okay, hold on. Got a whole bunch of 111 callers.
Hello. 111.
Hello, this is Lou Ferrigno. How you doing, Pato?
Hello, 111, you're on the air.
What are you doing?
This is Lou Ferrigno. How you doing?
Lou
Ferrigno. All right,
Ferrigno.
How you doing?
Incredible.
I'm doing okay.
1980.
I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
Fuck what?
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, this poor man's handicapped.
Is this a disabled person?
We're handing out turkey dinners to people.
Yeah,
well, not
this
you.
This is Luke McMahon. On you to be the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah, Luke Ferrigno. I remember that guy.
I'm doing this Johnny Long veteran.
Johnny Long veteran. That's my name.
Is this Lou Albano?
I'm being listening to God Rainbow Mary for past few months.
Kenny, is being retarded frowned upon in the Christian community?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it is?
Oh.
No, it's
not. I want to be a Christian.
Well,
that's fantastic. Is there any of the callers. Maybe Tony's one of the other callers.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Okay, hold on there. We're going to try to get take on some more callers. Okay, hold on. Okay,
Whoa.
Oh, you got one to wait 33 minutes?
No.
Okay, now one to wait 32 minutes?
No, make no.
Okay. All right.
So, Lou Ferrigno calls. He is the actor who portrays the Incredible Hulk in the 1970s TV series. He basically, I think he's mentally okay, but he sounds like he's got a problem because of his deafness. I don't think he's really mentally
okay.
What? Is something in your mouth?
Alright.
Yep, show died.
They're pretzels. Pretzels. Christmas.
Christmas?
Pretzels. Christmas.
Feces? What?
Pastor Fishman.
Pastor Fishman. Yeah, that's
yes, I can barely hear you.
Are you using a voice changer?
I'm barely you.
Okay, what?
Echo. Echo, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Okay, he hung up. Okay. I got another call. I just pushed the one key. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
What's up, Pastor? This is Tyreek.
Hey, what's up, Tyreek?
I'm just right here, don't say it. Just hear you guys puffing the wind. No, say.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm ready for Thanksgiving. We're going to go out to the glory holes and start doing stuff, you know, and treating people to free facial, you know what I'm saying? So, that's our gift for Thanksgiving holidays.
Okay. All right. Well...
That's two callers in a row that you really can't understand. Is there something wrong with your phone lines?
Not my phone lines. Everybody's calling through Blog Talk, okay, so it's not my phone line.
Mm-hmm.
We got some more callers. Let me bring them on. Okay, let's try another one. Okay. All right, let's try another one.
Whoa.
All
weird.
Right, last one. Oh, 111, you're on the air.
Oh, my God. What the hell was that? Oh, was that Joseph Gibson?
That was Richard Hopper.
That says fat nigger?
Repeating what Joe Gibson called me.
Oh,
he called you.
He didn't call you that.
Yeah, he called you a fat nigger.
Yeah, he did.
And he seemed to be okay with that. It didn't bother you at all. You just said, oh, that's how it is. Ha, ha, ha. And you moved on. And you're great friends now.
No, I can't say we're great friends.
Yeah, I'd stay away from Joe Gibson if I were you. He might give you AIDS just by having him on the air.
Whoa. Did you say AIDS?
Yeah. Huh?
Joseph Gibson has AIDS?
He gives people AIDS just by coming on their shows.
I don't know how to spot, Ashley.
Neither do I. It's, I've been told he has that ability. So I've got a pretty good source, too. I don't know.
Well, let's drop the AIDS talk because AIDS is not a joke. Okay? AIDS is very serious. Okay.
Not really. Not really.
Yeah, it's not very serious anymore. I mean, it's not like back in the day when someone was prostituting and giving it all to all the people, all the Johns, you know. It doesn't happen as much anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone now. So, I mean, that's why the STDs have skyrocketed, because people realize that condoms are largely irrelevant and not needed.
That's very true.
AIDS is very serious to me. And we still got people dying of AIDS.
I had a cockroach crawl out my dick hole once.
Okay.
Is that even... What? How could that happen?
I was passed out. It was not good.
Oh, my gosh. You have to be passed out to not notice that.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And either the hole's too big or the cockroach is little. Because how...
It was a little cockroach. I mean...
Oh, pequeño. Oh. The cucaracha. Oh.
I've had locusts come out of my vagina before.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a really messed up story. I'm not going to get into the details, but,
I once put peanut butter on my balls and had my cat lick it off. if we're just going to come clean about a lot of stuff, I mean, and I'm using the word come pretty harsh there, I totally did.
Okay, all right. Come on, guys, let's stop this silliness.
Aww.
Well, it was my cat. I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like the cat was willing. You didn't abuse the cat. The cat.
No. The cat was more than willing to allow me, you know, it was hungry, you know, it's not like that it was just a one-way street, you know, it ate. You got to eat, you know, peanut butter.
Yeah, I had a cat one time that liked peanut butter. It was really weird.
Yeah.
But I never thought about applying it to my vaginal canal which I currently don't have, by the way, in case you're worried.
The real hard part was cleaning the cum out of its fur.
Oh!
Yeah, that was pretty hard.
You can't really put a cat in a shower or a bath. That's bad news if you ever try to do that.
Hey, so Johnny, what are you plans on doing to help the homeless and Randy?
I'm leaving the homeless help to others, basically. I'm just going to assume that other people are taking care of the homeless on Thursday. And I'm not going to be too concerned about it because it's all under control as far as I know. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
And Tony S. got it under control, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got plans for our area. I was wondering if you had plans for your area.
Someone else has got that. I think it's under control. Someone else will take care of that. So don't you worry about that.
Okay. So easy to say, don't worry about it, and it's somebody else will take care of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's under control. I'm assuming
that's
that,
kind of what you're doing, Kenny, isn't it?
You can always drop a few items off at the soup kitchen. People need to eat.
Hey, well, if they need to eat, they'll go to a grocery store, as far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, I could leave them with, like, an address of a local grocery store. You think that would help?
Not if they ain't got any money.
Okay, well, I could just text an address, maybe. So maybe I could get a homeless person's text number and, like, send it on the phone.
They all have phones. They have Obama phones, so you could absolutely do that.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got it.
And if a homeless person is really hungry, they could always just use that one of those apps, you know, like Postmates.
Oh, yeah. I think there's an app called I'm Hungry, and you click on that, and then it brings up a GPS map of places that you can buy food. Grubhub is one of them.
Homeless people sometimes don't have any money to buy food.
That's a lack of planning on their part, isn't it?
No, that's what homeless is being all about.
Well, I mean, if I go to a restaurant and I open my wallet and I see I have no money, my thought is, maybe I'll just use a card.
Yeah,
have they ever thought about using a card?
Use your ATM. Yeah.
Or how about credit? You just use your credit card.
They don't have credit cards either. They don't have nothing. That's why they're homeless.
Well, then why are they going into that restaurant, Kenny?
Yeah. In my opinion, it's kind of rude to show up at a restaurant with no money, debit card, credit card, traveler's checks, gold or silver coins. It's kind of rude.
Well,
and
We're talking about soup kitchen. Okay?
In my opinion,
okay?
Soup.
You
wait
can
a minute.
Be part of the solution, yeah. Not the problem. You can donate some food to a soup kitchen.
Soup is, in my opinion, soup is not really a meal. Soup is kind of like on the side.
It's just water. It's more water. A soup kitchen, I mean, you'd think that a soup kitchen would provide them with a more hearty meal than just soup.
Does the soup kind of like being like an appetizer? Or is it? Because it's not just for soup, is it?
No,
it's
just
a huge
called
pot of soup.
Okay, it doesn't mean they're serving them soup. Okay?
Well, that they could be open to the possibility of a lawsuit there.
Yeah, that's false advertising.
I could see a homeless person suing a soup kitchen over that.
Okay. Also, you got homeless veterans. Okay. What about those? Don't you think you should help try to feed them?
Why would you try to help those people when they've gone ahead, they went to school, they got their degree, they're practicing veterinarians, and they make good money. Why would we feed those people?
I'm talking about veterans, homeless veterans.
That's what
people
I mean.
That were serving
the
service.
I don't see how a veteran could be homeless because there's always cats around, and you do spay and neutering. They give shots to pets. And there's always going to be some business out there. Right?
I'm not talking about veterinarians. I'm talking about veterans.
Okay, there's something's lost in translation here. I'm not following you.
People with mental illness, drug addicts, okay? People that are
alcoholics. What the hell are they doing working on cats? That's horrible.
I'm not talking about veterinarians.
What?
I'm talking about veterans.
That should be illegal. You know what I mean? Like, because what if they do, you know, they do some type of surgery, and then these poor bastards kill the cat?
Are they regulated?
Okay, you're off subject. Well, anyway, I can see this is not gonna be serious, so I'm gonna end this. Okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you for
calling. Can you lead us out in a prayer?
Yeah, I can lead us out in a prayer.
Yeah, it's specifically geared towards the vets and their patients, all the cats and dogs that will not have a turkey meal. I think they are entitled or should be entitled to eat as well. So if you could just kind of touch on that, that would be fantastic. You know, God bless all the animals and the veterinarians.
I'm just going to say a prayer, a general prayer. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before your presence with thanksgiving and rejoice that you are with us on earth. Even though we have many struggles and situations, and even though problems crowd in on us, we are in your hands, and everything must do your will. Hold us securely in your hand, Lord. Help us to bear all that we've been hard, Lord.
And cats.
For we know you are in control, and you lead everything to good end, Lord. The darker and more difficult it may seem, Lord, the more clearly your hand will feel the victory in those who live lives or are founded in eternity, Lord, whose lives cannot end in sorrow but will end in your glory. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, everyone have a blessed night. Okay, I hope you have a great holiday.
Bye.
Okay, so...
I feel very let down. I felt like as if you were going to try to help us today, and now I feel like as if
I did my best. Okay, so I'm going to say good night. God bless y'all. Okay, have a wonderful night, and until we meet again tomorrow night.
Amen. Yeah,